1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Time for round number three. Some of the saddest, most awful stories you're ever going to hear broadcast on the radio for entertainment purposes. The news is a completely different subject. It's time for your mean grandparent stories. Brian, read your story. Send yours in. Go to 1029thehog.com. If you are lucky enough to have a horrible grandparent and catch Brian's eye with your story, you go into the grand prize drawing, which is random, by the way. It's a $1,300 prize package, which includes a $500 gift card to Steinoffel's, a $500 gift card to Nye's Building Center, and a viewing party for 20 with food and beverages at Marcus Movie Tavern. On we go.
Every time we found out we were going to visit our grandparents in Milwaukee, we would start crying. We would get to their house, and my grandma would have a small tin of toys and Legos and Lincoln Logs, but we were only allowed to play with those toys in a 4x4 area of linoleum and weren't allowed to leave that area, and most certainly no playing on the carpet. She was never the huggy, lovey type of grandma, and in her later years wondered why none of us came around to visit her.
Grandma was all business. Sorry, kids. You had a business grandma.
Yeah, the ones that buy carpet once in their lifetimes, you know, they're not going to, yeah.
I was just about 3 years old. My parents had just gotten my brother and I down for the night when the doorbell rang. Like good parents, they attempted to get to the door before it woke us children up. At the door was my grandmother, who had been shopping and purchased a pink robe for me. She wanted to see it on me and insisted that I be taken out of bed to try the robe on.
Well,
my parents asked to take the robe and they would give it to me in the morning, but she insisted that she give it to me that night. Reluctantly, my mom got me out of bed. I was in tears, tired of not having any of it. Next thing, my grandmother is forcing me to try on the pink robe. I was screaming and crying. My grandmother was proud of her purchase. Meanwhile, I couldn't wait to take it off and get back in bed. She left. I took the robe off and tossed it on the ground. My parents asked if I wanted to keep the robe. I said no, and they let me throw it away.
Wow.
I am over 40 years old and still hate robes.
Oh, my God. Traumatic robe attack.
A three-year-old.
I'm glad she didn't say she hated grandma.
Well, yeah.
Didn't Grandma ever want to see her in the robe again?
I think
when she came over, go get that pink robe and put it on. It looks so pretty on you.
When I was around 4 or 5, I was visiting my grandmother with my mother. We stayed for lunch. I must have been pretty messy while eating because my grandmother tied a towel around my arm so I couldn't use it and placed my plate on the floor. She told me that now I can eat on the floor like a pig. I ate on the floor like she said, not really understanding that this was demeaning and cruel.
Yeah, mommy dearest.
My mother never did anything to stop this and just watched me eat off the floor.
Okay.
Forgot about this, and I never told anyone until now, thanks to the therapy.
I'd like to see how her manners are today.
If she's a nice, clean, neat eater, thank you, Grandma.
Grandma wins.
Yeah, thank you, Grandma.
If she's a pig, Grandma was right.
There's other stories I'm just not reading because I've read through them and I think, Grandma's not the problem.
Okay.
I'm sure.
This one is, though. When visiting my grandparents on my mom's side, me and my sister noticed a picture on the mantle of my grandma and grandpa's and our three cousins on vacation at a campground swimming. Since I was the oldest, I asked my grandma why we weren't able to come along. She responded with, we don't like you and your sister as much as we like your cousin.
So grandma's the bad guy for being honest?
I still, yes, to this day, don't know what to say about that. Never told my mom. She would have been devastated.
Well, right.
That's a little harsh, grandma.
Man.
Yeah, a little harsh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, here's a more involved story. When I was 13 years old, my mom ditched me for a night at the Dairyland Dog Track in Kenosha, made me go to Disney on Ice with my grandparents and my 7-year-old spoiled princess cousin.
Mm.
On the ride to the Bradley Center, my grandpa felt the need to keep reminding me that this was for my cousin and not me.
What is up?
This is from a boy.
Yeah.
Girl is the younger.
Yeah, they're taking her.
But they said spoiled
and, you know,
princess.
The guy is 13.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, is he trying to be nice then? Like, we know it's Disney on Ice. This is for her.
Hey, Jimmy, we're not taking you here.
You know, and
To mention the cheap shots he took at my mom about her gambling addiction. Maybe she did have one. Once the show started, my spoiled princess cousin had arms full of popcorn, soda, cotton candy, and a jasmine stuffed doll, and I had nothing.
Wow! Talk about, I mean, this is the greatest generation, too.
Can I get something? No.
Grandpa kept reiterating that there was not much money to spend, and extra cash he had was spent on my last-minute ticket. When I mentioned I was thirsty, he pulled out a collapsible cup from my grandma's purse and told me to find a bubbler. Uh-huh. During the show, I would stand up to get a better view of the characters, and every time I stood up, my grandpa would smack me on the back of my head and shout at me to sit down. After a few more times, he pulled me down by my belt, smacked the back of my head, and reminded me how I was ruining my cousin's birthday, and added that he is surprised that my mom hasn't gambled me off yet.
Yeah, this is a little bit of displaced anger for the daughter's gambling problem.
My cousin started to cry, not because of what I was doing, but because my grandpa was yelling at me. When my cousin attempted to share her popcorn with me, my grandma told her not to, that we don't need to upset my grandpa anymore, that he already was.
Yeah!
What?
Years later, I found out why Grandpa was so angry that night. Apparently, my mom took all his money in a family poker game and took her winnings to the dog track instead of paying overdue bills. But don't get it twisted. My grandpa was, and until the very end, a complete asshole.
Okay. Sounds like there are a couple in that story, though.
A couple of problems there.
I think a couple of a-holes in that story.
As uncomfortable as that was, we are the ones who came up with the idea for this. Send us your mean grandparent stories.
Oh, they're out there. Wow.
I don't give them any of that popcorn.
Just as mean. Oh, God.
I tried to, you know, filter out till it was just meanness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just meanness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might be trying to teach a lesson. You might be, you know, trying to deal with someone else who has a problem, but that's it's just meanness.
Yeah.
A different way.
We asked for it.
We did.
Oh, here we go. Let's see what we got. My dad's dad was a stubborn, vindictive, grudge-carrying man who had immigrated from Russia as a young man.
All right.
His pointer finger was also missing the tip.
The gulag?
My dad's mom was a very loving, short, round lady from Germany. Grandpa hated my mom, whom he considered to be beneath my father's standing in life, and considered her to be nothing but a low-life hillbilly from Michigan. For the first 18 years of their marriage, my grandpa never uttered my mom's name. Another one of
them. The second one, right? Yep. Gary's wife yesterday.
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
He always said, "Hey, you, or you over there." My beloved grandma died, and they locked up grandpa's bank accounts for a while, so he had to ask my dad to borrow money for living expenses. How does that happen?
Yeah, no, that, I don't understand that one at all. Who locked it up?
I don't know.
Creditors, or?
I don't know. Maybe there was no will. Maybe it was her, you know, personal account.
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad told him he would have to ask my mom.
Oh.
Mom didn't even think about it. Yes was her answer. He still never called her by her name.
Saint.
What is up with this guy?
Grandpa married another lady 6 weeks later, built a house up north, and moved. When visiting him and his new wife, we took cookies out of the jar, like always, without asking, and then spent the next 45 minutes being berated and grilled about how stealing was wrong and we'd end up being criminals. He always shook that pointer finger, sans the tip in my face, when he was yelling at me. We were made to sleep in the unheated breezeway in the middle of winter, and the kicker was him insisting that I call the new wife Grandma.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe that was like, say goodbye to your grandma, and they're standing in the driveway because there's a transition in this letter. It just doesn't make any sense. But I'm standing in the driveway as a 12-year-old girl who never talked back to my elders, stomping my feet, tears streaming down my face, refusing to call her grandma. My dad screamed, "You've gone too far this time, Dad." Grabbed our luggage and packed us in the car and drove us home. We never went to visit him and that wife again.
Right on.
When I was 18, I moved in with my boyfriend, and Grandpa disowned me, wrote me out of his will, all because I was living in sin. After he died, my parents were going through his things and found proof that he didn't marry that second wife until 4 years after he claimed he had. At his funeral, I could just picture that missing finger coming out of the casket and shaking in my face.
I wonder if the other woman was at the funeral then. Yeah, she must have been. What was
I can't
that?
Believe they went to the funeral after all that.
Yeah, who knows?
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to.
That's what I'd say, yeah. But
All right.
Stubborn, vindictive.
You want another one? You want more?
You have time? Yeah, one more? Man. Okay, one more. All right, one more.
My dad's father had several wonderful children with my grandmother, and that's about all I can say about him that is kind. To be fair, I only remember meeting him once when I was 4. He brought me a train set. My dad, bless his heart, helped me set it up and slowly expand and improve it over the years.
Wow.
Now, I know he must have been biting his lip the whole time. Grandpa Tony, or Prune Face, as my dad and now all of us call him, was an elderly, was an Italian-American businessman and douchebag. He changed our family name when my dad was born, which is why my last name is not Italian-sounding. Pruneface was an alcoholic who roughed up his kids and possibly his wife. He drove my grandmother to alcoholism, which eventually killed her in her 60s, long after their marriage ended. Grandma fared well in the divorce, despite Pruneface hiding much of his wealth from her and the rest of the family. We heard rumors of a classic car collection among his other deposits that existed but couldn't be proven by the lawyers.
Wow.
My dad tried to maintain a relationship with him, but gave up sometime after the train set visit. Pruneface returned the favor, and neither my sister nor I ever heard from him again, even as adults, all the way up through his death. Arrivederci, Pruneface. Kind of a final. Yeah.
Wow.
How do you hide a classic car collection?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Man.
Like to know what he knows.
Grandpa was smarter than you give him credit for. You know, he's been horrible. He's a pretty sharp operator.
And it's pronounced a douchebag.